You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
What's up, gentle listeners, and thank you so much for tuning in for another BGN Radio special. I'm your host, Rachel Prevett, and this podcast is brought to you by SB Nation and Bleeding Green Nation. It is Super Bowl week, and today I am joined by Philadelphia Eagles wide receiver and punt returner, Britton Covey. I see that you're at Radio Row, it looks like. How is everything going? It seems like there's a lot of chaos going on.
Yes, it is chaotic. I might be picking up this laptop and moving halfway through, but no, it's really cool. I remember that from the Super Bowl last year, just being shocked at the amount of media that was here. And So
hopefully you've been getting a good amount of sleep there also. Hopefully
Don't worry. I'm not much of a nightlife person anyway. My wife and kid are back home in Utah. So I was kind of just, I do have some friends here though. So it's fun.
Okay. Well, hopefully you can have some fun while you're there.
Yeah. Thanks.
But you're actually joining me on behalf of Omorpho. And so it's actually the leading innovator in microweighted training gear that strategically places small amounts of weights across the body to improve fitness and power without limiting natural movement. And so can you talk to me about how Omorpho has improved your training?
Yeah, no. So this is, so people can see
Omorpho. Nice.
So Omorpho is a company that I started with a couple of years ago. To train with, and I just fell in love with it immediately. And basically, it's these little tiny weights. So I've got one of the products here. You can see these tiny weights, okay. Right?
Yeah.
And they spread it across clothing, whether it's a vest, a shirt, or pants, and it goes all the way up and down your muscles. And there's little tiny weights, so I could go and run track, run routes with these things on. And the micro load of them helps build the muscles that you actually use, because sometimes guys will be really strong in the weight room. They can bench like a billion pounds, but it doesn't actually affect their performance on the football field. Does that make sense? So
yes.
For me, I'm not that kind of guy, but I train with these types of things that help me build the actual muscles that I'll use.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. It form fits to your body. And the Eagles now have adopted it. We've got like 40 of these in the weight room. And It's great. So yeah, I highly encourage anyone, especially like parents whose kids are in high school wanting to find something to train with, go online and get something from Omorpho because it's wonderful.
And like you mentioned, there's so many different items that you can choose from. There's the vest, they have the shirts, they have the shorts, the tights and stuff. So which one would you say is like your go-to that you're leaning for?
My main tip, if you're more of a weight room guy and you like to do push-ups, pull-ups, all those types of things, I go with the vest. And it's more expensive, okay. But you only buy it one time and then it lasts you your whole life. So I wear it every single time I work out. And then if you're going to do more running on field stuff, I love the shirt. It's got weights all down your arms and it really helps actually build your mechanics. Because when I was little, I used to train with these old like weighted things with sandbags in it and stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of injured your mechanics because it was too heavy.
Okay.
So this helps you keep your good mechanics. So I'd go with the shirt, the long sleeve shirt or the vest. Those are my two favorites.
Okay. Noted. Listeners, go get you one, a vest or shirt.
Absolutely.
But we're going to talk some Eagles, we're going to talk some football for the lovely listeners.
Yeah.
And so my first question for you is, you came into the league, you were a UDFA, and in your second season, you actually had a standout season. You actually led the NFL in total punt return yards. And so a lot of Eagles fans, you have definitely climbed up their charts as like a fan favorite. And so what does it mean to you knowing that they're ranking you among some of the Eagles all-time greats like DeSean Jackson?
Oh, well, I mean, it means a lot to me. It's I like Philly a lot because to me, it matches my personality. I've been doubted my whole life and I've had to be gritty my whole life, right? That's kind of the epitome of Philly. And I think last year, a lot of people were confused at times because I would get hit really hard. But when I would pop back up, I think I gained respect from people. And that's just another thing of what I've, you know, I take ownership of my role. My role wasn't that big this year, but I was took ownership of it, obsessed over it. And I'm going to try and be the toughest son of a gun out there, even if I'm the smallest son of a gun out there, right? And so it's, you know, you just obsess over your role. You own it. And that was part return for me. Hopefully it grows this year.
Yes.
But I understand that that's not always up to you. And so, yeah, it's hopefully we get a touchdown. We get in the end zone this year. That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
But to keep it going, and I give a lot of credit to the guys that block for me, because it's kind of scary, you know, to do it. And so I'm very grateful for them out there.
Reflecting on the season, I know that it didn't end how you guys wanted it to, but what are just your overall thoughts on how the season panned out?
Yeah, I mean, it really was frustrating, right, for everyone to start 10-1 and then finish the way we did.
Yeah.
I couldn't put what's hard about this is everyone wants to find the reason, right? And there's such a complex answer when it comes to that. There's so many different reasons you can point to. And I think that's something that's important is, sorry, I'm looking around. There's so much chaos.
No, you're fine.
Yeah. When things don't go right, it's really easy to hit the panic button and want to make these big drastic changes. And I think we did a little bit of that too much this year. We changed coordinators 13 games into the season. Yeah. We changed a lot of our offense and then our style and stuff. And sometimes I think it's more just about we got to look in the mirror and do better at what we know we're good at doing. So we definitely, you know, it was frustrating. I think it will help a lot of us in the long run not hit that panic button when things inevitably don't go perfectly in the next season. And I think you'll see a lot more resilient team like that. But it was frustrating, man. It was just wasn't fun anymore, you know?
And the Eagles did hire a new offensive coordinator this offseason in Kellen Moore. It's, you know, fairly new news. I don't know if you've had time to talk with him yet, or just can you tell us what you know about his system and just your overall thoughts on that hire?
Yeah, I'm really excited. Yeah, I have talked with Coach Moore, and we've kind of laid out a little bit of a plan or, you know, he tells me what he's trying to do. One thing I love about him is he's very he uses a lot of motion. He uses a lot of pre-snap motion, get the guys on the same page, give the quarterback indicators, things like that, get the right leverage for the guy going in motion. So I think that's going to be really valuable for us. I think we could have used more motion this year, and I think he's going to bring that. And then, obviously, I'm a slot receiver, so I'm biased towards this, but he uses the slot receiver position a lot. And I think that he's had success in that route. And if you look at the route trees from some of the guys that he's had, it's pretty cool. I know AJ and Devontae are probably pretty excited about that.
Yeah.
you know, but I think coordinators are the best when they don't try and mold a team to their style, but when they mold a little bit to the team that they have. And that's what's great about him having the experience he has. Like, we've got the best offensive line in football. So sometimes all you got to do is just run the ball behind them. You know, it doesn't matter what your scheme is. It's like, okay, let's just, we got Lane Johnson, Jordan Mulata, Kelsey, let's hope. And you just, yeah, so.
Yeah. Okay, I want to touch on that. You just mentioned Kelsey. There have been rumors that he might be retiring. He hasn't made it official yet, but there have been rumors that he might not be returning. Yeah. And so in the time that you've spent, you know, in the locker room with him, playing alongside him, what can you tell us about, like, just being in the same on the same team as Jason Kelsey and the leader that he is?
Yeah, I might FaceTime him and just tell him to come back. I know he's around here somewhere. Kelsey is he's one of those people you have the ultimate respect for, because he is a vocal leader, but not until he's first done what needs to be done in order to earn that right. Does that make sense? I think leadership is all about example and relationship before it is about vocal leadership, and he does that first. He leads by example, and then he's vocal, and it's just a great combination. Like, even when we had a players meeting this year, I've been in lots of players meetings, and they can go every which direction and stuff. he was able to really kind of center it back into what, okay, actionable things that can be done. You know, he would be greatly missed for sure if he didn't. But also, I want him to do what's best for him.
Yes.
He's earned it, right?
So. Of course. Who are some of the players on the roster that you're closest to?
So my best friend on the team is probably Jake Elliott. Yeah, Jake and I are really close. Obviously, I'm married, so it helps to be close with other guys who have girlfriends or are married, because it just is a natural, you know, hang out with them. And so Jake and his wife are really close with me and my wife. They're just the best people. They're so wonderful. And then, honestly, I'm close with a lot of guys, all the receivers. I love all the receivers. Like, OZ is probably one of my favorite teammates I've ever had in my life. And then AJ and Smitty, like, I was at AJ's kid's one-year-old birthday party this year with, you know, it's just nice to have such good people on the team. Yeah. Jordan Malata is, I probably would end up naming all my teammates. So,
yeah. I literally just finished talking to Jordan Malata. Great guy.
Really? Really? Yeah, Jordan's the best.
Right before I got on here. He's so cool.
Jordan's the best.
Yeah. And so it is Super Bowl week, so I got to ask you some Super Bowl related questions. When you think about like a Super Bowl watch party, what are like some foods that have to be there? Like what's a must have food that you are going to have at your Super Bowl party?
I was always the little Smokies wrapped in bacon. That was what my mom made when I was little. And so I doubt that it is very commonplace, but yeah, that's my go-to. Obviously you have the wings.
Yes.
And then you got to have the Doritos simply for the commercials, you know?
Okay.
The Doritos commercials are always so funny. So I just say you got to have some Doritos.
Okay. I live in Maryland and so I love seafood. And so I'm like a crab dip with like a soft pretzel. That's like, I have to have it. So that's what I'm going to be leaning for today. Also, I got to ask you about Usher. He's performing at halftime. Are there any songs that you want him to perform?
Oh gosh. A lot of the songs that I like from Usher are ones where like he's also featured in and stuff. So I just want him to bring out, you know, I've always loved guest performances and like there's nothing better than when you go to a concert and then it's like, you know, it's a song where it's featuring someone and then all of a sudden they walk out. So I don't even know which song, but I just hope that something like that happens because I think it would be pretty cool. Because you know, he's done a lot of collabs. So
yes, so many. Like he's been around for so long. I really hope that he's like, you know, he did the residency in Vegas and it was like he was skating on stage and stuff. And so I'm hoping that
he skates. That would be
great. And it's so nice. It's so cool. So he's very, 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 very talented. I know this is a tough question, but who are you rooting for, if anybody, on Sunday?
I'm not necessarily rooting for anyone. I have friends on both teams.
Yeah.
So that's fun. I got to say, I just admire the heck out of Patrick Mahomes. I think he's unbelievable. And I enjoy watching greatness. So my bet is on the Chiefs, but we'll see. So.
Yeah. Okay. And my last question to get you out of here is going to be, what's your focus this off season? Like, do you have any exciting plans, any shows that you're binging at the moment?
My focus is spend time with my kid. He's almost 1 year old and it has just been a blast to finally have some time with him. So once he starts walking, I'm doomed, but I'm excited.
Oh, okay. I love that. Well, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to talk with me and joining me on behalf of Omorpho. I really do appreciate it.
You're wonderful. I appreciate it. So fun.